Every business has 10 problems at any given time that need to be solved. And the way we solve our problems is by asking questions and getting answers that help us to get to the next step, to get into action and try things. Because we can't just solve problems in thought, we need to actually take action. And to help you get into action, to help you feel confident and provide clarity so you know what to do next, I am hosting two free, completely free, live Ask Me Anything sessions on May 21st and May 22nd. They are divided by pre-launch. If you haven't launched yet, I'll take questions about that. And then post-launch, if you have a business and you're ready to grow it, or maybe you have questions about whether you checked all the boxes correctly, I'll focus on those questions. And to register totally free, you go to foodbizsuccess.com/AMA2024. Get yourself registered. You can come to one or both of them. And it's a way for you to get to know me and my expertise after working with hundreds of packaged food brands and helping them launch and scale to 100K and beyond. This is a great way for you to come and ask that burning question so you get an answer and can move forward and get more success more quickly. When we get into motion and action, we see success and we get momentum. So come join me, get yourself registered. The link is also below in the description. See you there. Welcome to Your Food Business Success. This podcast is for early stage entrepreneurs in the packaged food industry ready to finally turn that delicious idea into reality. I'm your host, Sari Kimball. I have guided hundreds of food brand founders to success as an industry expert and business coach, and it's gotta be fun. In this podcast, I share with you mindset tools to become a true entrepreneur and run your business like a boss. Interviews with industry experts to help you understand the business you are actually in and food founder journeys so you can learn what worked and didn't work and not feel so alone in your own journey. Now let's jump in. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Get ready. This podcast is fire. We are going to talk about super thinking. And this one strategy can completely change the course of your business if you take advantage of it. So I'm going to start by explaining what the heck super thinking is anyway, you might be wondering. And I'm going to explain the power of it if you do it. And I'm going to give you some great examples of how you can do it. And I also created a whole separate super thinking session for you over on YouTube. So this is the behind the scenes. This is like the setup for it. Get you the foundation of the why and help you understand the power of it and all that good stuff and give you examples. And then what I want you to do is go over to superthinksession.com. That'll take you right to the video. I'll put the link in the show notes below. But that is the actual doing of it. So I want you to know we're going to talk about it and then I'm supporting you with this video that you're going to come back to again and again. I was listening to this podcast, an early one from Brené Brown, and she was interviewing Charles Duhigg. I don't know if I said his name right. And he is like a productivity author. And he had this quote or this thing that he threw out that said, he said, the most amazing productivity app is in your brain. We need to think more deeply. We need to utilize this amazing tool that's right inside of our heads. Our brain, I was doing some research, is crazy. Our brain is so powerful. When we are using our brain at capacity, we actually are producing enough energy to power a low wattage light bulb. What? Just by thinking, just by processing information. It is crazy. Like, if we hooked you up to the right equipment, you could light up a light bulb just by thinking. Our brains are 30 times more powerful than the best supercomputer out there. And these are supercomputers that take up buildings, right? Giant rooms. And our brain is 30 times more powerful. And yet what I see over and over again is we're constantly outsourcing to other people. We just want other people to tell us what to think. We don't want to have to make decisions for ourselves. We don't want to really, you know, consult this powerful app. Instead, we Google and we, you know, come talk to me. That's great. Like, there's nothing wrong with going and getting information. I certainly did just for this podcast, right? But what I want you to consider is starting in your brain, using what you already have in there to create sort of the foundation and then go out and get the information. Super thinking is a very intentional act of sitting down, focusing on one thing, and giving yourself time to think about it without distraction. So I'm going to talk about how to get it all set up and what you need to actually do during that. But I want you to just think about how hard that is. Right? Just to sit down. I'm asking for 20 minutes. That's how long the meditation, the super thinking session that I put together for you is 20 minutes. That's it. And I'm guessing, I'm going to make a bet, not that I could ever prove this, but 80% of you won't do it. You won't. So 20% of you will try this. And if you try it, if you do it, I would say 2 or 3 times, you're going to be hooked. You're going to be like, oh, I get it. Your business is going to explode. Your life is going to get so much better because you keep coming back and consulting the most intelligent thing in your life, your own brain. So we're going to stop outsourcing all of the decision-making to others, and we're actually going to consult ourselves. And as I was kind of thinking about, like, who are some great super thinkers, I was reading about Albert Einstein. I mean, possibly one of the greatest thinkers in our time. While he was working on the theory of relativity, he would lay down on the couch and he would just wait for inspirational thoughts. He would just lay there, not sleeping, almost meditating. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing. It's almost a meditation. And I've actually, in the actual session, I've used binaural beats that help us tap into our next layer of consciousness, which is our subconscious. And that's where we want to go and access information. So we're going to stop asking everybody around us for the answers. Right. And we're going to stop just thinking about it in our conscious brain where we're like, I don't know, I could, what about this? And what about that? And the pros and the cons. Right. And instead, we're going to get really intentional, really focused, and we are going to sit down and super think. So the way that we do this is we're going to prepare ourselves ahead of time. You're going to come to a super think session with a question, with a problem, it's really good for when you're starting a new project. So when I started the book, I kicked it off with a super thinking session. Like, what do I want the book to be about? What do I want the outcome to be? And then I thought, well, if I'm doing a podcast about super thinking, I really should do one. I want to do one today. And the book, I hit publish on it today, on the day I'm recording. And it should be available by the time that this comes out. And I wanted to do a super thinking session on what are the next steps? How do I promote it? How do I get the word out? Who do I want to talk to? What kind of, do I want to get on other people's podcasts? Do I want to, do some kind of promotions, parties? Like, I just wanted to sit down And instead of Googling and trying to figure out what everybody else thinks, which I did do some of that, I got some ideas, but it's a lot, right? And when I look at the list, I'm overwhelmed. And so I decided I'm going to use this super thinking session to really focus in on what is the next thing? What's the next part of the book launch that I want to do that feels really fun and feels like it's going to make the biggest impact? In Master Your Business, we talk about these different filters, and we have like the low effort, high impact, the high effort, high impact. And those are the two things that we want to focus on as we consider activities. And then the, let's see, it's the low effort, low impact, and then the high effort, low impact. Those are the ones that we don't do, or they are on the very bottom of the pile, right? They are not the priority. So I wanted to just sit down and do this super think exercise to kind of gear up for the book launch and to remind myself, so I could come and talk to you about this, very meta, right? That I could explain it better after having experienced it myself. So what I want you to do is you're going to set aside time. You probably need to set aside 30 minutes because you do want time afterwards to write and to get those ideas onto paper. So you need to be in a place where you will not be distracted. No pets, no people, sound to a minimum, right? You're going to tell if you're in a place with other people, you're going to tell people, hey, please don't disturb me for 30 minutes. And then grab your headphones because there are binaural beats. And it's also a way to kind of shut off the outside world a little bit. So binaural beats, if you're not familiar, they basically have two different wavelengths. And I don't know exactly how they do it all, but I purchased some for this exercise that are in the right wavelength of where you want to be. It's, let's see, it's alpha and theta brain waves that you're starting to access your subconscious. So it sounds totally fine in your ears, but they're actually playing at two different frequencies, which help to access those parts of your brain. I don't know anything beyond that. You're going to have to go research it if you want to know more. In any case, place where you won't be disturbed, headphones, have a piece of paper or something to write on afterwards, right? So have that for later. Take care of all of your physical needs. Go to the bathroom, get a drink of water, turn off your phone, right? Be comfortable. You're going to be sitting, not doing anything else. You're going to completely focus. So get there. And then what we need to do is set an intention ahead of time. What is it that we want to come out of this? And what's the attitude we're going to go into this with? Now, I will tell you, if you're like, this is dumb, this is stupid, why am I doing this? Why is Sari asking me to do this? You're probably not going to have the best experience ever, right? So I highly recommend if you're going to do it, you might as well go into it with a thought of like, I'm curious, or this is going to be the most amazing thing ever. So first coming in with that intention that like, I'm curious, I'm totally in, I'm going to see what happens. I think that this could be really helpful. Or I know it's going to be helpful. So I always go into it with that frame of mind. And then I think about what is that question that I want to keep coming back to. So basically 20 minutes, all you're doing is keep bringing your brain back and thinking about how do I answer this question? One thing I know about you, and because we're just humans, and it happens to all of us, is that we're not great at asking good questions. We need to be asking ourselves better questions. Things like, why is this always such a failure? Or why am I such a failure? Or why will this never work? Are not good questions. Those are not the questions we want to go into super thinking with. We want open, expansive, explorative questions, right? We want things that are like, for me, when I was doing the book launch, like what feels like what would be the most fun and have the biggest impact as I launch the book? For you, it could be something around, like I said, it's great around making decisions. So what is the best decision to make here for my business for the next step? It could be to solve a problem, right? So let's say something, let's say you're looking for, I've gotten a couple of emails recently of people are like looking for production space because their current place is going to be shutting down or something. So it's like, how can I find the best space that, you know, meets all of my desires, all the things that I need, and is in the right spot and the right price? Like, it's not that negative question of like, how will I ever figure this out? It's like expansive and open, and you're thinking about what the end result is that you want from that. It could be something like, how do I increase my social media, like all the interaction or my follows or, you know, comments and likes? How do I increase my online sales? How can I make my sales emails more productive and have better results? What do I want my holiday plan to be? Which products should I launch with, right? Should I do this or that? Should I have these flavors and these products and in these size, and should I make it at home or at a commercial kitchen? Like, any of that stuff we can bring. I just want you to make sure it's an open, expansive question that is like, we're focused on what the end result is, because we don't want this to be so narrow that you're like only giving your brain an opportunity. It's not a yes or no. It's a let's explore all of the options. Come to this Super Think session with that great question. And it's okay if you're like, don't get stuck on like, is this a great question? Just make sure it's not a yes or no question. Make sure it's expansive, and you'll get better at it. I want to do a whole podcast on just asking better questions, because that is a whole skill in of itself. In any case, come to it. You'll get better at this the more you do it. Okay, so you're going to sit down. You're going to get comfortable. You're going to put in your headphones. You have your intention where you're like, this is going to have a positive outcome, and I'm excited. Maybe you're not excited, but you might be like, I'm curious, or I'm committed to sitting here for the next 20 minutes. And you'll hit play. I try to keep the intro really short. Once you've heard it once, then you can always like fast forward ahead. You can just get right to the meat of it. So I do recommend closing your eyes. The research that I've done is that basically we're making connections, right? We're accessing all that stuff that's gotten filed in our memory banks, and we're going to ask our brain to start making connections. And so the research I've done on that is that it is better to have your eyes closed. And I've done it both ways, and I do find that is more beneficial for me. So eyes closed. And then you are just going to sit there, and you're going to keep coming back. Your mind is going to wander. It's going to start thinking about what's for dinner and the groceries, and, oh, I got to get that email out, and, oh, there's this and that. And you just keep bringing it back. It's similar to meditation, right? We're not going to beat ourselves up. We're just like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about this. Here's my question. And I will tell you, it depends on like if you do a lot of meditation, how this can be very challenging for people. If you don't do meditation regularly, 20 minutes will feel like forever. I know when I started doing it, and I was doing some meditation, and the first 10 minutes were agonizing. And it makes sense, right? Because your brain, the reason why we go and ask other people and we go consult the internet is because our brain, one of the core things is that we are always trying to avoid expending energy, right? And that uses a lot of brain power. For us to just sit there and think for 20 minutes, like I said, you could be lighting up a light bulb. Side note, I read somewhere a while back that chess players burn some incredible amount of calories. It was like 5,000 calories a day. Okay, I just checked it, and it's actually 6,000 calories a day that chess players can burn when they're just sitting there, they're playing chess. So that is how much energy your brain is using when you're just sitting there thinking. And so, yeah, of course you're going to be resistant to it. Of course you're going to be like, what am I doing? This is the dumbest thing in the world, right? Because we want to just go get the answers outside of us. But I promise you, this is how the greatest inventions and the most successful business leaders, like this is how they are transforming their business. They are being visionary. They're seeing connections. I am positive that Steve Jobs and some of our, you know, Bill Gates and those kind of people are just sitting there and thinking, and all of the engineers and all the people who are creating, this is how it happens. So it's going to be uncomfortable. Just going to tell you that right now. It's going to feel like forever. And I can tell you from experience. And now I've been doing it more frequently and it goes by pretty fast. And what usually happens in the first 10 minutes, it's like you're just scratching the surface and you're like, okay, I just keep coming back to the same stuff. And you're like, okay, no, keep going deeper. Keep coming back to the question. Keep asking your brain to think, to come up with new answers. Just keep coming back. And the music, well, it's not music, but the binaural beats do shift halfway through. So it's kind of your cue that like I'm 10 minutes in, but they do shift and they're going to take you even deeper into creativity. And so you just want to stay in it. And most likely what usually happens is the best ideas come in the last 10 minutes, but we have to go through the first 10 minutes to get there, right? So sit with it and don't worry if you're like, but I'm going to miss some of these ideas. Yeah, you are, but they were the not as good of ideas. And if they were really that good, you'll remember them. So take a deep breath at the end of 20 minutes, and then you're going to open your eyes and start writing. I know when I do it, I get really inspired. I'm like fired up, ready to go, like, yes. And I had so many good ideas. I was like, just brainstorming. I just wrote down a whole list of things, people I wanted to reach out to, things I wanted to do, things that felt fun and exciting. And I was just fired up. So I want that for you. I want you to use your own brain. I was coaching somebody in not my program, but somebody else's program where I coach some pretty high level brands and their founders. And I sometimes marvel at the stuff that they're bringing because it's like the same kind of things that my early stage people are bringing and fuel, but these people have been around for so much longer and have much bigger budgets and are in all the stores. And this guy was hemming and hawing between two decisions, right? Like, should I do this or should I do this? And, you know, they were big, impactful decisions on the company. You know, that's what happens when the bigger you become, the more impact your decisions have. And so the more stuck and indecision we often get. And so I told him, I said, how many people have you asked this question to? And he was like, a lot. I said, how long have you been thinking about this? He's like, a long time. I'm like, yes, we just need to be making decisions because you're just sitting here in indecision for months, maybe even years, and it's slowing you down. Who cares what all the experts say? Because I guarantee you can find, you know, 10 people who tell you to do this option and 10 people who tell you to do this option, and you'll respect all of them. The answers are not outside of you. And I wish I had this exercise to give him in the moment, but he said, you know the answer. You have to go in and consult within. And so I really encourage you to make time this week. I would love to see you put it on your calendar as a weekly thing. I think that would be the most impactful. I'm not doing that yet, but it is my goal to start out on Mondays with my own voice listening to this Super Think session and starting out the week. Imagine how powerful your week would be if you were just like, what should I be doing this week? What's going to have the most impact? Where do I need to really focus this week? And start out with a super think session. Incredible. I'm working with a reinvention client, and I gave her this meditation session early, and she has been doing it. She's done it a number of times now, and she's like, this is blowing my mind. I am getting new revelations, new ideas, new ahas, and we are going to totally transform her business, and it's going to transform her life. So this has that much power, and it's 20 minutes out of your day. Imagine like you're spending 20 minutes scrolling on social media and that does nothing for you. What if you actually made the time to sit down and do a super think exercise instead? All right, so go to superthinksession.com to get to the video. Make the time, put it on your calendar, start your week out. Make that the goal, right? But just start somewhere. I promise you, the more you do it, the more you will want to do it. It's kind of addictive. You're going to crave it when you start doing it regularly. And this will transform your life and your business. So what are you waiting for? Go make time on your calendar. Go super think. And if the book is out, I'd love for you to go pick up a copy. I will have more information coming. If you're on my email list, go check out my social media. We're going to be doing some fun things this month. I want to do a launch party. I got so much good stuff for my super think. So stay tuned, but go check out the book on Amazon, Key Ingredients, How to Turn Your Passion Product into a Profitable Business. All right, until next time, have an amazing super thinking week.
The smartest thing you can do as an entrepreneur is to invest in a who to help you with the how, to speed up your journey and help you skip the line. When you are ready for more support and accountability to finally get this thing done, you can work with me in two ways. Get me all to yourself with one-on-one business coaching, or join Food Business Success, which includes membership inside Fuel, our community of food business founders that includes monthly live group coaching calls and so much more. It's one of my favorite places to hang out, and I would love to see you there. Go to foodbizsuccess.com to start your journey towards your own food business success.